What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome back to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker, helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, or west. My family, the Gaddis family, has been in real estate in Atlanta for 30 years. Actually, Alfie, we are on our 31st year.
Wow. Absolutely
31
incredible.
Years. We live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate.
Yeah.
And we would love nothing more than to help you as a listener, buyer, sell. The purpose of this show is to provide as much information as possible about what's happening in the real estate markets locally throughout the state and nationally so you are better educated on the real estate market. We want to give you the power that comes from knowledge. Whatever decisions you need to make regarding real estate, we want you to be the best educated person in a transaction. Even if you're not going to buy or sell for 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 or 5 years, Alfie and I want to make sure that we give you the power that comes from knowledge. And then we'd love nothing more than to engage with you. We hope you'll like what you hear so much on this show that you might very well want to hire Gaddis
Yes.
Partners, RE/MAX Center, to represent you in one or all of your real estate transactions. If you need to reach us, the number is 770-497-0000. I don't know if I introduced my main man, Alfie. I think
Hey,
I forgot you.
It's okay.
But I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man, Alfie. 163 shows worth of doing this together. And, Alfie, I think you and I have probably done 157 of those shows together.
Yes, we have.
The only person out of the two of us who has not missed any of the shows we've done together is me.
Yes, well,
I have missed some shows, but we should have a substitute host.
Another
remember
real
when we were talking about me doing that for Sully when he
yes.
was on 640 WGSD?
You have someone in mind?
I wish he'd have just lasted a little bit. Like maybe we get Sully to be a substitute host.
There you go.
He would be a good one.
He's got experience.
He would be a good one.
He's
if you ever want some opinions on something, Sully will give them to you.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Right?
Yes,
he'll give them to you. So, good show. We're going to talk about interest rates, Alfie, this time all the way back to 1820.
Oh, wow. Okay. When
18,
I definitely was not around.
20. Janice in Alpharetta wants to know if there are any low-down payment options available for home buyers. Mm-hmm. Jennifer in Jonesboro wants to know, what is an MLS?
It's not Major League Soccer.
We've never had that question before.
Yeah,
it's not Major League Soccer.
It's not Major League Soccer.
Nope. Nancy in Dunwoody wants to know what we think about drone videos and photography. Frank in Norcross wants to know how important a yard is in selling a home, or is the interior more important? We're going to talk about the tax changes and how they affect homeowners. You know, all the tax changes that went into effect middle of December. We've had some questions from listeners about those, so we're going to go through and confirm how the tax changes affect homeowners. We're going to feature in the fourth segment of the show, Country Club of the South, out in the Johns Creek area in our Lowdown in the Hood segment. So if you live in a country club golf community anywhere in Metro Atlanta, you don't want to go away because what's happening in Country Club of the South might mirror what's happening in your neighborhood. Tommy in Swanee wants to know, what's the best thing to do if a home he's buying has an appraisal on it which came in low? And we're going to have some very good advice for Tommy in the fourth segment of the show. So let's do this, Alfie.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Give me a year, Alfie.
Okay.
Between 1820 and 2017. Just give me a year.
1978.
Let's take a look right here.
That's the year I was born.
1978.
Let's go.
In 1978, the average interest rate on a loan, 30-year mortgage in the U.S. was 8.5%.
Wow.
The interest rate was 8.5%.
Pretty high.
Yeah.
That's
Give me
high.
Another year, Alfie.
Actually, let's do the first one, 1820.
1820. I don't even know where they get all this information. They said they're getting it from Freddie Mac as of January 10, 2018. But an interest rate in 1820 on a 30-year loan in the U.S. was 6.35%.
Wow.
6.35%.
Interesting.
Which is 2 percentage points, 2.5, 2.25 percentage points higher than we are today.
Okay. One more. How about 1855 when Doc Brown and Marty McFly were in Back to the Future
1855, 3? A little over 5%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe it looks like maybe 5 1/8.
Okay.
5 1/8 percentage. Listen to this, Alfie.
All right.
In 1980, let's take a look here, 83. Average interest rate, 16%.
Oh, my. That's brutal.
16%.
What was it the year before? Did it make a big jump?
11.
Oh, wow.
So in 1980, so this is, let's call it 1982. Excuse me, in 1983, average rate was 16%. 1982 was 11%. 1981, 11%. They dropped down the very next year after 1984. It looks like the rates are about 13%. Then they dropped, bumped to 14%. That's serious
that
interest
is,
rates,
isn't
it?
Wow-wee.
That is serious. Let's just take a look here.
Uh-huh.
Alfie, if you bought a home today for $272,000, which is about the average sales price of a home in Metro Atlanta,
right,
and you financed it at 3.92%, which was about the average for the fourth quarter of 2017, your payment, just principal and interest, if you paid 20% down, would be $1,028.
Okay.
Not too bad.
That's right.
Probably less than you could rent that property for.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007, 10 short years ago, the average interest rate was 6.34%, which the same payment, the payment on that same home would be $1,308. $1,028 to $1,308.
Talk about a bit of a difference.
Go back 10 years prior to 1997. Average interest rate 7.60%. Payment on that same $272,000 purchase, 80% loan, principal and interest $1,536. $500 a month more than it would be today. And you know, that the lady you've got screaming there, Alfie, that makes sense for her to be screaming.
Yeah, I would
be too. Now, listen to this. Go back to 1987.
Right.
Interest rate 10.21%.
Okay.
Payment $1,943. $900, Alfie. I mean, think about that.
Wow, that's
so. And I know the price of houses were much, much lower. So we're not doing an apples to apples comparison,
yeah, but
because
still,
the average home price wasn't $272,000 then. But it's a big, big difference. So I don't cover this, and we do this what, a couple times a year.
Usually,
we review the interest rates like that, and I'm not trying to scare people who don't think they need to buy a home into buying a home. But I am trying to help people understand that if we get it in an interest rate environment where interest rates are increasing, it is problematic for those who don't go ahead and move forward. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, a real estate agent and broker with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center right here in Metro Atlanta, the host of this show. Janice and Alpharetta wrote in asking, are there any low down payment options available for home buyers? And the answer, Janice, is yes. There are FHA loans, which can be had for as little as 3.5% down. That 3.5% can come in the form of a gift. Conventional loans through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can be gotten for as little as 3% down for first-time home buyers. Even if you've owned a home in the past, Alfie, as long as you have not owned a home in the last 3 years, you're considered a first-time home buyer. You've also got some USDA loans that can be had for as little as 0% down in some rural areas. You've got VA loans, which can be had for as little as 0 down as well. And you also have some down payment assistance or some grant programs if your income is less than the average household income in the Metro Atlanta statistical area, which I think is about, let's call it, between $55,000 and $60,000, then you would be entitled to those. So there's lots of low down payment loan options available out there. If you want more information, Janet, you can call us, 770-497-0000, or you can reach out to our mortgage expert, John Birchfield. He's the expert mortgage advisor, easy for me to say on this show. You can call him, 678-226-7887. If you're listening and you're thinking about selling your Metro Atlanta home anytime in the next 3 or 4 months, don't be fooled by the marketing messages from other real estate agents that say, if we don't sell your home, we'll buy it guaranteed. Also, don't fall for the claims of the big boys that are coming to Atlanta saying they'll buy your home from you. Take all the hassle and headaches out of selling your home, because trust me, if there's less headaches for you, you as the homeowner are the one who are paying for those conveniences and those lack of headaches. What you need is a customized maximum value plan from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, where we lay it all out for you, exactly what you need to do to sell your home for the most money. A customized maximum value plan is normally $299. First three callers can get one for free. The number to call, 770-497-0000. Again, first three callers to 770-497-0000. Get a customized maximum value plan for free. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, what is an MLS? Jennifer in Jonesboro wants to know, and we're going to answer her question, and maybe you have the same question as well because you've heard about MLSs for years. Stick with us. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie.
Yeah.
Run DMC.
That's right.
You like Run DMC.
I love Run DMC.
Every time Run DMC is played on this radio show, it is your selection, not
right.
mine. I'm not saying I don't like them.
No, I understand.
Yeah, they were very famous at one time, weren't they?
They were the best. They're the best hip-hop.
You loved them?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. They were the best. Had a chance to see him perform at Turner Field a few years ago after a Braves game one year.
Nice.
It was amazing. I had the best time.
Well, welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Again, you're listening to News Talk 1160. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Got a lot of listener questions in this segment of the show.
Let's get to it.
Jennifer in Jonesboro wrote in with a question. What is an MLS? I hear everyone saying the home is on the MLS, but I can't find one in Jonesboro to look on.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, I'll tell you right now, MLS is not Major League Soccer.
It's not.
At least this one isn't.
It's not.
No.
It's not. MLS stands for Multiple Listing Service.
All right. So that means you can get multiple listings at the service.
That's exactly right.
Gotcha.
But MLSs are typically where real estate brokers in a specific geographic area have agreed to share listings.
Okay.
And even more importantly, have agreed to share compensation. So if, for example, Alfie, and it's interesting because you have a home that's down in the Jonesboro area.
I do.
And if we listed your home and we listed it in the Georgia MLS or the First Multiple Listing Service, because I had put that listing into the listing service, I would have agreed to cooperate and share any fees you paid me with any agent who brought the buyer to the table for your home.
All right. Okay.
So what happened a long time ago, Alfie, an agent would list a home and a buyer's agent would try to bring a buyer, but there was no guarantee of any compensation or cooperation.
Gotcha. Okay.
So ultimately what happened is, the listing agent and the seller had all the power.
Gotcha.
Now, if I put your home in the listing service, if you think about it, if I'm offering a participation or a offer of cooperation, meaning I'll pay them as the listing broker to sell the home, and it's typically 50-50, then it's not just me and my seven agents on my team trying to sell your home. It is the 37,000 members of the multiple listing service in Metro Atlanta who are trying to sell your home.
Gotcha.
So it gives you some power, right?
It does.
Now, the reason Jennifer can't find one on you can find it. If you type in local Atlanta MLSs, you can find the First Multiple Listing Service and Georgia Multiple Listing Service. I think what she's saying is that she can't find homes listed for sale on that listing service, and it's because in Georgia, only members of the listing service have access to that database.
Okay.
So, Jennifer, if you want to get access to the database, you'd have to go to a member of the listing service, like me, like other licensed real estate professionals in Metro Atlanta, and we could set up to give you access to those sites. Now, Jennifer, and Alfie, we talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to get access to both listing services with one site, Jennifer, you could go to suremls.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com. That is our website, Jennifer. That's what Alfie's wife prefers to search on. And one of the advantages is that it pulls listings from the First Multiple Listing Service and the Georgia Multiple Listing Service and puts them all together on the same website. If you've just joined us, You're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town. I'm Cleve Gaddis, a real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents right here in Metro Atlanta. I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hello.
You can reach us by calling 770-497-0000. Continuing on answering listener questions, Nancy in Dunwoody writes in, what do you think of drone videos and photography? Are they worthwhile in selling a home? What do you think, Alfie?
I think it's the future of selling real estate. Because it gives you a
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, as far as you usually go to a site, you'll see some pictures of the interior, you'll see pictures of the exterior, but from ground level, I think being able to see above and seeing kind of like the surroundings, the streets, you get a bird's eye view of the lake that's back there. I think it, and then even
or
now,
the trash dump.
Or the trash dump next door. But also even some websites I've seen have like 3D, as like you can physically like walk through the house in kind of a 3D dimensional type thing, which is kind of cool.
You know one of the users, one of the players in Atlanta that has all the equipment and does all the 3D virtual reality videos themselves.
Who's that? You guys?
Us.
Nice.
It's called a Matterport camera. But let's stick with the drone videos and photography right now. I think you're right. Now, it depends on the price range. So, you know, if you have a home and it is just like jammed up against all the other homes in the area and you have no openness, you might want to avoid a drone photograph of the front of the house and maybe even some drone photography. But in the right situation, drone videos and photography can be very, very beneficial. Now, one of the problems is that you can't use your virtual tour space on your listing services for just a drone video. Mm-hmm. So typically those drone videos and the photography are used other places on the internet, social media, to try to drive traffic back to the websites. I'm hoping, Alfie, that as we move forward, the multiple listing services that we just talked about in Jennifer's question from Jonesboro, that we'll be able to link drone video, we'll be able to link drone photography to the listing itself. But Nancy's question, Nancy and Dunwoody's question was, is it worthwhile in selling a home, or are those? The answer is yes. I also think as you get to the higher listing prices, that doing those dusk photos where it's almost dark but still a little bit light, all the lights in the home are on, those are flat out awesome, and they give you a really good idea of what to expect in terms of elegance in a home in the evening. So Nancy, hopefully that answers your questions. If you need some follow-up, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Next question is from Frank in Norcross. We've got tons of questions this segment, don't we? Frank wants to know, how important is the yard in selling a home, or is the interior more important? Alpha, you and I have talked about this many, many times on this show. How important do you think a yard is in selling a home?
Very important. It's the first thing that people see when they pull up into the home.
And if the yard is a mess,
They might not even come.
No, so let's talk about that. If you're a home buyer,
I would. If I saw
the yard is totally...
If I saw high grass and not maintained yard, I'm on to the next property.
Yep. Remember when we talked, and this was several years ago, we talked about it, and we had one of our fellow agents who suggested that what you need to do when you have an older home is rip and strip. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Rip and strip. And that is basically you want the home to look as much like a new home as possible. And we recommend that you don't have any shrubs that are over the bottoms of your windowsills on the front of the home, and that everything is cut back and looks new and neat. If you took a home and it had big overgrown shrubs, and then right next to it, Alfie, you really went through and updated the landscaping in the front of a home, you can make one stand out like a sore thumb. I mean, it just night and day the difference. So, Frank, curb appeal is a very, if I could say it with all capital letters, it was very, 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 very important. Now, the interior is not more important, but the interior is equally important. If you lull them into a false sense of security by having a beautiful yard and then, unfortunately, maybe a stinky house, that's not a good combination either. So you want to start at the curb. You want to picture your house from the front curb. You want to make it look good from the front curb. But then you want to go through each and every single room of your home, the basement, even the crawl space in the attic if you need to make sure you're viewing it from the buyer's perspective. So front yard of a home is very, very important. The interior is also equally as important. And I think, Frank, if you're planning to list your home, number one, we'd love to talk to you about it. You can reach Gaddis Partners REMAX Center at 770-497-0000. And we could give you some very specific staging advice. So there wouldn't be any guesswork. We would tell you exactly what to do in the front yard, exactly what to do in the backyard and all rooms in the house. And a lot of times, Alfie, it's not stuff that costs a whole heck of a lot of money. It's just a little elbow grease to get everything moving in the right direction. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to review some of the recent tax changes and how it affects your ability to deduct mortgage interest, to deduct state and local taxes, eliminate capital gains taxes on the sale of property, and also to deduct interest on home equity lines of credit. Home equity lines of credit might not be deductible from an interest standpoint in the future. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Call, Cleve, Atlanta Real Estate Show, right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town, where it sounds like Alfie's playing a little more Run DMC. That's not the theme song to Ghostbusters,
no,
is
this, it? This is from the second one. Ghostbusters is the second movie.
Yeah, you know all that movie trivia.
Oh, yes, I do.
You got a mind like a steel trap when it comes to music and movies and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. So this is the one of the songs from the soundtrack, Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
Which is
was Ghostbusters 2 as good as Ghostbusters 1?
I thought so.
You did?
I thought so.
I need to go back and watch it. You know what I need to watch? I need to watch all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, man.
I had a Star Wars expert give me the order in which to watch the movies, and it's not from the very beginning all the way to the end. It's, you know, watch 2,
episode
and then 5,
one,
and then
two.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
So have you watched them all?
Yeah,
I think
yes,
I've probably
seen them all
but 15 minutes of each, because I've never been to the movies to watch another Star Wars after the first one, which is not the first one, but it's the first one that came out.
1970, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we've seen them all. Kimber's a big fan. So
she is?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's she feeling, by the way? She was sick a couple weeks ago.
She's doing good.
Yeah.
Feeling better. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's doing good. Yeah.
She should probably just stop kissing you. That will solve all her problems. From her sake. Should I send a note home with you?
Don't kiss
Alfie anymore. Well, you're
She's
married. You're married, so there's no more kissing. Yeah, there's no more kissing. Okay, listen, this segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly & Sorahan.
Woo!
They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation and real estate contract review, and title insurance matters, and commercial closings.
Yeah.
They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. 770-497-1880. Hey, Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Tax law just changed.
Uh-oh. So that should be a lot of fun.
You think you're going to owe more taxes or less taxes?
Hopefully I'll owe less taxes.
Yeah, but what do you think?
I don't know. I
think I'm going to owe less taxes.
I don't know
why. Maybe I'm just being positive.
Well, I'll probably get a lot of money back because, you know, we'll have the kids to add as deductibles and stuff like that. So we might, because I know they raised the
They did. I don't remember what that is, by the way. I wish I had that in front of me. Maybe you could look that up and we could talk about that in the last segment of the show.
All right.
But let's just talk about a couple of things in the tax changes and how they will affect homeowners.
Okay.
So, you know, the ability to deduct mortgage interest.
Yes.
Was changed.
Okay.
Okay, by the way, if you want to play music over my segment, just do whatever you want to. You guys should have seen Alfie jump when he hit the wrong button on the soundboard and the music started to play. I love it. I love it. So in the past, Alfie,
yes, sir.
If you had – feel free to look – this is terrible. I'm talking at you
and
asking you to do research all at the same time.
I do it all.
If you had a mortgage,
yep.
Your mortgage amount could not have been over $1 million for you to be able to deduct the interest you paid if you were itemizing your deductions. They talked about taking that mortgage interest deduction down to a limit on a mortgage of $500,000. And Alfie, this is not one mortgage, but for example, if you owned a primary home and a second home, it's a total amount of all of your mortgages. But what they did is they settled on $750,000. Now, Alfie, if you had a mortgage in the past that was $1 million, or $950,000, you can still deduct the interest you pay on that. It's the mortgages moving forward, I think, from December the 14th or December the 16th. I don't remember the exact date. So mortgage, the ability to deduct mortgage interest changed from a mortgage size of $1 million down to a mortgage size of $750,000. State and local taxes, Alfie, like any state income tax you would pay, like any local property taxes, your ability to deduct those, if you're itemizing, is limited to $10,000 in total deductions.
Okay.
So if your property taxes and your state income tax, and in some areas, you might even have a local municipality income tax. I've lived in areas in Chicago where they actually had a city income tax as well.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not. My ability, if when I live there, my ability if I live there now would be to deduct $10,000 would be limited, meaning I can only deduct up to $10,000 if I'm itemizing on those state and local taxes. Now, there was some discussion, and you and I've talked about this before, since you and Kimber have lived in your home as your primary residence for more than two of the last 5 years, when you sell your house, any gains you have will not be taxed.
Oh, nice.
Because you and Kimber, I think it's called a 921 exclusion. Don't quote me on that. I shouldn't use big terms on the radio without looking them up. But it's the section of the Internal Revenue Code that says if you've lived there two of the last 5 years, that you and Kimber each can get up to $250,000 in gains that would be exempt from income. And you don't have to reinvest those gains. Remember, your dad sold his house in California and reinvested his gains in houses here in Atlanta.
Correct.
So he wouldn't have to pay taxes.
Correct.
That requirement to reinvest your gains, no. All right. You could take the money and keep it and never invest it in anything else. So that remained at two of 5 years. They were talking about raising that to five of 8 years, but they did not. So it remained at two of 5 years. Now, this is something that most people have not heard about. Now, we talked about the standard deduction. I think for a married couple, it went from $12,600 to $24,000. For a single person, $6,300 to $12,000. Don't quote me on those numbers, but I think I'm right.
We're in the ballpark.
And I think I read something the other day that said like 44% of the taxpayers today benefit from itemizing their deductions, but they think that number would go down to 14%. And I believe that what they're saying is that the average American, due to the increased standard deduction, will pay less, have less tax liability. Because if you were trying to have even less tax liability, you would itemize instead of using the standard deduction. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's my take on it anyway. Also, they're saying that interest payments on a home equity line of credit. Do you know what that means? And do you know? A lot of people don't know what a home equity line of credit is, but it's really like opening a credit card that you
on
can
your
borrow
house, right?
against that is secured by the equity you have in your home.
Gotcha.
And if somebody said to you, "Hey, you have a second mortgage," that's not different sometimes than a home equity line of credit.
Gotcha.
But a second mortgage, the reason they call it second is because it's recorded in second position against the home with the first mortgage in primary position.
So you're basically paying the original mortgage of the home, and then you're paying a secondary.
That's great. Well, what that really means is in terms of the lien holder's rights.
Gotcha.
First one has first interest, second one has second interest. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay.
So a second mortgage can also be a home equity line of credit, but it is a revolving credit card type loan against your home. And in the past, as long as your home equity line of credit didn't have a balance over $100,000, you could deduct the interest paid on the home equity line of credit as well.
Okay.
Now, they're saying that moving forward, and this is moving forward from December the 14th or 16th of last year, that you have to have used the money you have drawn against your home equity line of credit, Alpha, you would have to use that primarily to improve your home. So let's say you and Kimber decided, let's fast forward ahead 15 years, 13 years. How old is your oldest?
Four.
So let's say we fast forward 14 years. Your oldest is ready to go to college.
Right.
And you took out a home equity line of credit to send the oldest one's name is Sage.
Yes, that's
correct. To send him to college, you couldn't deduct the interest you paid
on
that loan. Only if you borrowed money against your home equity line of credit to improve your residence. I would assume, Alfie, if you had two mortgages in place to purchase your home, so you had maybe an 80% first and then a 10% second, which could be like a home equity line of credit or a second mortgage, I would assume all of that interest would be deductible because you would be under that $750,000 limit.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of different changes that have taken place from a tax law standpoint. I believe that fundamentally the average American is going to have a little more money in their pockets. Now, I know some business owners who earn through providing a service, not through owning and managing real estate. I think there's some real sweet loopholes in there, if you will, for people to own and manage real estate. And I happen to own and manage real estate. So I'm hoping it works out well for me. I hope it works out in my favor. But who knows what's going to happen? Alfie, every Tuesday, 9:30 in the morning, except this morning, by the way, it was 9:25 because Larry decided to call early. He was panicked. He didn't have my phone number, and he called early after finding it online. But I'm a guest. I'm an expert advisor guest on The Morning Ride with Larry Larson. I love having my conversations with Larry. First of all, The Morning Ride on AM 1690 with Larry Larson is an excellent show. Oldies music, telling you about what he was talking about the Beatles and when they recorded something and the deal with one of them not having shoes on in Abbey Road. It's just fascinating information. He's like you. You would love listening to his show. I know you're probably at your other job and can't do that. But every Tuesday morning, I invite you to tune into AM 1690, the voice of the arts here in Atlanta, to The Morning Ride with Larry Larson, where Larry and I talk all things real estate. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Country Club of the South will be featured in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. And Dean in Lilburn wants to know just how much competition would there be if he decided to list his home. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. That song is hard to decide where to jump into, Alfie. He didn't stop rapping for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's
25 seconds. And boom, 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 he just kept right on going.
Yep.
If you've just joined us, or if you, I guess since we were at a break, you probably might have just joined us.
Welcome back.
You're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I am the host of this show. I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center right here in Metro Atlanta. I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Yeah.
If you need to reach us, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Alfie,
yes, sir.
You ever been on the radio and you just couldn't get out what you wanted to say? It just happens to me every once in a while.
It happens. It's the beauty of live radio.
And by the way, when that happens to me, I appreciate it, because when that happens to me, you start talking.
I do. I understand how it is.
Trying to cover me. Hey, interesting information on tax law changes.
Yes. We
talked about that in the last segment of the show. And lots of things that will affect homeowners out there. Certainly lots more tax changes that don't affect everybody, not just homeowners.
Yes, sir.
But I think we all need to keep a close eye on the situation. And I don't know about you, Alfie. I'm not interested in paying any more taxes than I need to. But I would like the government to use my taxes better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't mind giving the government some money. Just use it for the right reasons here, instead of just the buying statues.
Wait a minute. Are you saying paying off sexual harassment claims on our congressman is not a good use of our tax dollars? Now, that one infuriated me. By the way, it did not surprise me that we would have members of Congress who would be accused of sexual harassment. It amazed me that somebody would think it was okay to use U.S. taxpayer money. Now, here's what I think, too, by the way. If there's a government shutdown, congressmen should not be paid.
No.
Senators should not be paid. Maybe the president shouldn't even be paid.
I don't think anyone should be paid.
Uh-huh. I mean, some of the administrative people, though, in government.
But
the people who are making the decisions, they shouldn't be paid.
Well, I'll give it up to President Trump, because every now and then, I think he donates his salary to charity.
I don't think it's every now and then. I think he donates it all. Don't quote me. I think that was his plan.
Yeah.
I think that was planned. We had a council member in the city of Johns Creek that was a council member for 4 years and donated all of her salary to the local public safety foundation.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good thing.
It's hard to think somebody's headed in the right direction when they're willing to donate all of their pay. And it's not like they get paid a lot, although the president is $400,000 a year.
Wow.
You know, average congressman is like $200,000.
And then we talk about their pensions. Which is crazy.
I wonder what their pension is. I'm going to talk just a little bit about our lowdown. Maybe you can look that up.
Well, I know they get a pension.
See what the average senator and congressman gets paid and then what their pension is. It's something like 60% of their pay. And you can go to... You can serve as a senator or congressman for 4 years and get a pension for the rest of your life. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. That is nuts. Alfie, just because you've served as the producer and now sort of co-host of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, the day you and I stop doing the show, you're going to have to stop getting paid because there ain't no more money.
Here we go. The Secretary of the Treasury pays in taxable pensions to the president's former... the former president receives a pension equal to the pay that the head of the executive department... So it's as of 2017, $207,800 per year.
$207 a year pension for the president,
and the pension begins immediately after a president's departure from office.
Yeah, well, and most presidents don't need the money anyway. Right. What about congressmen and then, senators? Do you have that?
Yeah.
It's a big number because they get paid. See what they get paid? Their real pay is, and then what their pension is. Let's go into our lowdown on the hood segment. Each week, as you know, we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes and spotlight how you, as a buyer or a seller, might have a specific advantage in that neighborhood. This week's lowdown on the hood segment features Country Club of the South, just north of the Chattahoochee River on Old Alabama, in the city of Johns Creek. So if you're coming up 141 Peachtree Parkway, Medlock Bridge, whatever you want to call it, you hang a left on Old Alabama, and Country Club of the South is down on the left. Originally developed by Jim Coward, it was actually a Jack Nicklaus community. The golf course was created and developed by Jack Nicklaus in that community. In 2007, the average sales price of a home in Country Club of the South was $1,013,000. The very next year, it went from 40 sales in 2007 down to 27 sales in 2008, but the average sales price dropped to $836,000, so dropped $177,000 or 18%, which is a lot less than the average sales price dropped in neighborhoods throughout Metro Atlanta. By 2017, the average sales price on the 35 closings in the neighborhood that year was $1.179 million. Prices dropped $177,000, increased $344,000 on that 100 scale that Alfie likes me to use.
Yep.
2007, represented by the number 100. 2008, by the number 85, and then 2017 by the number 116. So prices are 16% higher than they were in 2007. There are currently 33 homes for sale in the neighborhood, 11.3 months worth of supply, which means that is a buyer's market because there's more inventory than there are buyers looking to buy homes in the neighborhood right now. The average list price of a home in the neighborhood, $1.7 million.
Ooh.
The high list price, and this is Alfie style right here, $5.125 million. $5.125 million is the highest list price in the neighborhood. About 750 homes in the neighborhood, which means homeowner equity from 2008 to 2017 increased $251.6 million. $251.6 million. The elementary school that serves Country Club of the South is Barnwell. The middle school is Autry Mill Middle School. And the high school is Johns Creek High School, which gets a school chimp score of 100. Alfie, did you find information for me, or are you still researching?
I sure do.
You did?
In 2016, congressional pay was $174,000 per year.
$174,000 for U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, that's and then which at an 80% rate equates to a lifelong pension benefit of $139,200. And then all benefits are taxpayer-funded. Additionally, members of Congress enjoy the same thrift-saving plan as all other federal employees, which is similar to our 401k.
They get a pension and
a 401k. And all benefits are taxpayer-funded.
Well, I think that goes without saying that we pay all the all the benefits.
Correct. So there you go. So they make $174,000 a year.
I'm sorry. That just aggravates me.
Yeah.
We need good people, but we need people to be good citizen volunteers.
You know, they could live. Yeah, I mean, the thing is they could easily live off of $80,000, $90,000. You know what I mean? Like, they could easily do that.
Yeah, and then you have the reconciliation of the Congress's bank accounts, you know, because they have their own bank, and people are bouncing checks all over the place.
Right.
And they're saying, well, and I didn't know I was out of
and also,
that's, I shouldn't talk about that.
And then also tax evasion. Yep. That's probably the one thing I get really mad
about. Oh, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have a problem with a congressman or senator not paying their fair share of taxes?
Well,
you are such a pain in the butt, Alfie.
I'll just say it like this, Cleve. If I didn't pay my taxes, guess where I'm going to be
in
residing?
Jail, baby.
Yep. I'll
in
be in
jail.
And these congressmen, they just get a little slap on the wrist and then paid back, and then everything is
when you're
all
above
good.
The law.
Yes,
when
sir.
The people we represent to send to Washington should serve the public.
Yep.
And I know that's not the way it works.
No, sir.
I know that's not the way it works.
No,
Dean
sir.
In Lilburn,
yeah.
Listener question wants to know if there's much competition on the market right now, and the answer is no. There's about 3 months' worth of inventory, and we say, Dean, if there's less than 4 months' worth of inventory, it is a seller's market. So it is a seller's market right now. Tommy in Swanee wants to know what to do. What's the best thing to do if a home we're buying, its appraisal came in low? And Tommy, you need to ask the seller to reduce the price to match the appraisal. In a lot of cases, home buyers are scared to do that because they think the results might not turn out well. But you need to do it anyway. The worst thing the seller can say is no. And I've had many times where buyers have asked the sellers, I get kind of excited when I'm representing a home buyer and the appraisal comes in low because I think we're going to get to beat the seller out of some extra money.
There you go.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you're thinking of selling your home anytime in the next 4 to 6 months, you need a customized maximum value plan. You don't want to list with an agent who says they'll sell your home guaranteed or they'll buy it. You don't want to sell to one of the big national companies that comes to town saying, we're going to take all the hassles out of selling your home. You want a customized maximum value plan, normally a $299 value. But for the first three callers, you can have one for free. The number to call is 770-497-0000. Again, the first three callers can get a customized maximum value plan for free. 770-497-0000. Alfie and I appreciate you tuning in for another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We plan to be back next Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta.
Your dreams were your ticket. I welcome back.